Welcome to Devotionals on the Go. My name is Kelly Wenner, and I'm the founder and creator of Soul Strength Fit. If you think you don't have time to dive into God's Word, then this podcast is for you. These few moments will not only allow you to hear the Word of God, but to reflect on it and apply it to your life. Listen, reflect, and grow on the go. This time is for you. Our opening verse comes from the book of Matthew. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Today's passage contains what is commonly called the Lord's Prayer, although perhaps it should be called the Disciples' Prayer, as it is meant as a model of prayer for those who follow Jesus. This model of prayer is set amidst Jesus' teaching against hypocritical religious practices. Jesus was contrasting the way many of the religious leaders acted with the way true followers of God should act. The motivation of these religious leaders was to draw attention to themselves, rather than simply to exalt and honor God. After describing the wrong way to pray, Jesus offered a new model for praying. He chose to begin with the words, "Our Father in heaven." Why do you think he chose to begin that way? We read in the book of Romans, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, 'Abba, Father.' The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." Thank you. the book of Ephesians, we read, "For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." Jesus addressing God as Father was not what would have been expected in Jewish culture of his day. Judaism of his day had many reverent names for God, but did not have a common practice of calling him Father. This would have been surprising, maybe controversial, to his listeners. Jesus clearly wanted to make it very clear God's closeness and personal availability to his followers when they pray. This opening is immediately followed with the phrase, "Hallowed be your name." Think about what it means to hallow God's name. The word holy means to set apart or to be different. Notice that Jesus is addressing God as Father, as well as calling us to focus on God's holiness early in our prayers. Why do you think this is? To view God as more of a tender father or a perfect and powerful God? Of course, he is both, but we sometimes have the tendency to pray with one orientation more than the other. How would your prayers be different if you believed God was a tender and loving father, but minimized the view of him as perfect and powerful God? Or that he is perfect and powerful, but not tender and loving? Spend a few moments reflecting on how you most often view God and how your prayers may be affected by how you view him. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. To pray for God's kingdom to come, we're not just praying about a future event. For sure, the day is coming when Jesus will return and establish his kingdom in all of its fullness. But this phrase means that we want God's plan to be carried out now, here on earth. Every time you sincerely seek to obey God and carry out his will, whenever you seek to live and love like Jesus, you are allowing his kingdom to come into the world through you. How is he calling you to bring his kingdom into the world? How can you bring a piece of his kingdom to those around you? Our mission should be to make the world more like his kingdom. Even if our reach is only as far as our family, neighborhood, and community, God wants you to bring his kingdom to those around you so that this world will be more like his kingdom. You have a holy and loving Heavenly Father. He has created you, knows you, and has specifically placed you in your family, in your community, in your situations. He wants you to trust Him and revere Him. He wants you to love Him by sincerely seeking to do His will. He wants you to bring his kingdom to the people he has placed in your life. In the week ahead, look for every opportunity to allow God's kingdom to break into the world through you. Listen once more to our opening verse from the book of Matthew. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Thanks for listening to Devotionals on the Go, your place to listen, reflect, and grow. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an on-the-go devotional. And I'd love to connect. Check me out at soulstrengthfit.com to see all that Soul Strength has to offer. I look forward to digging into God's Word with you next time. Bye for now.